Welcome everybody to this week's edition of Bobcat Chat. My name is Michelle Harris and I'm the Director of Marketing here at HCC. And this week I have the pleasure of sitting down with Jennifer Yowell. She is the Director of College and Career Readiness here at HCC. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's start off by getting to know you a little bit better. How long have you been with HCC?
So almost 2 years.
Okay.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And so tell us a little bit about your background and how it helped to lead you to your role here at the college.
Okay, so in 2002, I moved to Mexico. So isn't that how everybody starts their career, right? to study for a TEFL certification, which is teaching English as a foreign language.
Okay.
And I stayed about 6 months. I taught at a Canadian language school and also at Ford Motor Company.
Wow.
And then I came back to the Charlotte area and wanted to continue teaching ESL, so I taught at CPCC and SPCC near Charlotte, ESL as an adjunct. And after that, I got a full-time position at AB Tech as their first ESL coordinator.
Okay.
So yeah, this is my 20th year with NC Community Colleges.
Wow.
Hard to believe. Yeah, 18 years in CCR and 2 years I did in academic advising.
Great, and you just sort of found your passion in the ESL world.
Yes,
that's
yes.
So cool.
That was my start.
That's awesome. So we often use acronyms in the higher ed arena, and we always say CCR. But what does CCR stand for? And expand on that a little bit, and tell us what it is you guys do and what you provide to students.
Okay, so yeah, lots of acronyms. that one, CCR, stands for College and Career Readiness, and we used to be known across the state as basic skills, and then most colleges have gone to CCR. Some you'll still hear like foundational studies or pre-college programs,
mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. But we're made up of high school equivalency, which is HSE, another acronym, and that's for us is GED prep and testing. There's another approved test called HiSET. You might hear about it at other schools, but right now we're doing GED. We also have adult high school, AHS, and ELA, which is English Language Acquisition, and that used to be ESL. So,
okay.
Yeah, those
right.
are all the acronyms, and those are all the programs.
Yeah, and they keep changing on us. The acronyms keep changing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I hear GED, and we all know what GED means, especially in higher ed. But can you explain the difference between a GED and adult high school?
Sure. So GED is basically a high school equivalency credential. It's made up of four exams,
okay.
Language arts, social studies, science, and math. And when students sign up for our program, we give them placement tests, which help them will help us determine whether they're ready to go ahead and attempt one or all of the exams, or if it would be better for them to work with an instructor for a little while to prep. Our GED prep instructor is Meg. She's excellent at getting folks prepared for the exams, not just academically, but building their confidence to be able to go in there and take them as well. So, and then adult high school is where students actually earn the credits that are missing from their high school transcript.
I see.
So there are generally two types of students that this program works well for. The first is someone who may struggle with the GED exam content. It's not easy. It's a difficult exam. And they might struggle either because of the academic level or also because they may have extreme anxiety around test taking and exams. So that's one type of student that adult high school might work for. And then the second is someone who may only lack a couple credits for their high school diploma. You know, we can help them finish up quickly and have the actual high school diploma if they're close. Our adult high school instructor is Rachel, and she does a great job of getting to know each student and coming up with a customized plan to support them through the completion of, you know, that program, or deciding that a GED is better. That happens sometimes too, as they come in and they switch. So we really try to meet with each student, figure out their goals and which program's going to work best.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that good way of filling those gaps that they might have to get that final, you're good to go sort of certification.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the GED for a second. And you guys do some amazing work prepping them. But sometimes people hear the word GED and they're not quite sure what that is, or there could be some misconceptions around that credential. Talk us through the nuances of that a little bit.
Okay. I think the biggest misconception is that someone who has a GED isn't smart or couldn't handle the academics of high school. In my experience, that is rarely the case. It's much more likely that there were some sort of outside circumstances that caused them not to complete their traditional high school. And a real common reason, unfortunately, is a medical issue, either for the student themselves or a family member, maybe, that they had to take care of.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think that's the biggest misconception.
Yeah, and as employers, you know, they look at that and they understand, okay, you did the work, you know the stuff.
Right.
So as they go into college or employment, it's a very well-rounded, universal, you know, application thing where it's like, yep, they're good to go. Great person, especially like you said, because if they went through high school and they were facing something that was just, unforeseen, that they were like, okay, I'm still going to do this. I'm going to get back to it. And it shows that, that grit and that determination, which is really, really good. So you mentioned ELA and also your personal passion for ELA. Let's talk a little bit about that offering and what it means and the types of students it might be good for.
Okay. So like I mentioned, this is what people usually are used to know as ESL, English as a Second Language, and they actually changed the vernacular around that because it may not be someone's second language. English may be their third or fourth or fifth language.
Oh, so good point. That was the kind of
the main reason for changing that. So this program is not for any formal credit. It's just practice. It helps folks, you know, where they need English for their jobs, their kids' homework to help them in school, really just to assimilate to life, you know, here in Haywood County, specifically the HCC. And, you know, what's interesting about these classes is we could have a doctor from Japan sitting next to a farm worker from Guatemala who's never had any education.
Right.
You know, and according to our assessment tools, they could be at the same level of English. So it's just really interesting and a challenge for the instructor. But again, it's Meg who also does our HSE, and she's just wonderful, and she really creates lessons relevant to all the students and their situations, and just works really hard to create a welcoming community in her classroom for any type of ELA student.
And that's great that they do the customization, because like the two examples that you just said, I mean, it's good for everyone to understand the variety of words and the vocabulary, but one student might need a certain industry-related vocabulary compared to a different one. Like we were just talking about acronyms in higher ed. You know, that's something that a certain student might need versus another student might need something more on the farming industry or the restaurant industry or business industry, things like that. So that's really cool that we can do that.
It's very adaptable. You know, it changes semester to semester. You know, she may have a lot of construction workers, and then they're going to focus on what do they need to know, versus a lot of moms with kids in school, so so it's really adaptable. So we're fortunate in that way.
Yeah, that's great. So I know I've been in some meetings, and we talk a little bit about online work for these students versus in-person work, and even just the fact that, you know, the schedules can be quite flexible. So let's talk a little bit about online versus in-person and how that gets mixed in with the curriculum that you guys do in the area.
We require an in-person orientation.
Sure.
So that's a couple hours. We do assessments, things like that, have them fill out their forms. And then after that, they can study in person, online, or both, for all three programs. And we recommend both if possible, depending on the student situation, of course. We have, the classes are free, they're flexible. Right. We have, we're funded by federal grants that get funneled through the Community College System Office.
Okay.
And they exist in some form or fashion at all of the community colleges across the state. So yeah, as far as schedule, I guess ELA is the most traditional in-person class we have. It meets for 3 hours once a week. The GED prep and the adult high school in-person classes are set up as open labs, and that give students a lot of options for morning, afternoon, evenings.
Right.
You know, they can just come in and get help from a teacher whenever they need it. And then we also have software for all three programs for online study that's asynchronous, so they can study 24/7 if they want to wake up in the middle of the night and work on some, or that might be the only time they have, work on their studies. And again, that's true for all three programs. So yeah, lots of options. Even though we're small, we have a lot of availability for study to tailor it to, you know, whatever the student needs.
Yeah, because it's all that balance of everything. I'm sure they're working. I'm sure they're part of a family unit of some kind.
All of that, yeah.
And then they're coming, you know, to get their education.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about free, and I want to expand on that for a second. Like, people can come here and do everything you talked about at no charge because of grants.
Yes. It's
so
wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a federal grant, but it gets funneled through the system office.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, all 58 community colleges have the programs, and all the classes are free. The GED exams themselves are $20 each. So
sure.
The entire GED for all four exams is $80. But right now, our very generous foundation provide scholarships to cover those costs. So shout out to the foundation.
Great.
Yeah, so that's really awesome. Yeah, so no cost to the student to get through these pre-college programs and hopefully have them be on their way to HCC programs if that's what they're interested in, a better job, just whatever they need.
Yeah, and to clarify what you were talking about with the GED test, something that I learned, took me a while to learn, is we help with the prep for the GED, and then we lead the student to help find how to take the test. But since the test is so widely standardized, they have to do it through GED versus sort of through us, but we help facilitate all that for them.
Yeah, we're a testing center, so you know, that, and most colleges are, and that really helps, you know, with the student, because we can, the instructor can let me know when a student's ready, and the student, of course, we want to confirm with them that they feel ready, and then we can sign them up, and it's actually right there in the same suite, so they're already familiar with the space, and that's really helpful, too, because a lot of times we're working on confidence issues, so, you know, to not have to send them to another building somewhere or whatever is really great.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I love that confidence piece, you know, as a mom of a high schooler, we'll talk about a topic and, you know, there's a little bit of anxiety, like you mentioned, that works up for tests and just reiterating, you know, this, you got this, you can do this, is sometimes half the battle.
For sure.
So I love that your team touches on those things.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about success stories and the types of students that you work with and what makes you guys proud to do this each and every day.
Yeah. So it's really a continuation of what you just said. It's not a particular success story that ever pops out in my head, but more like a type of student.
Yeah.
And that's the student that we can help with the confidence as much as the academics. You know, we have students who have put off coming to see us for years because they didn't believe they would be successful.
Yeah.
And many of them are very smart, but they come from backgrounds where they may not have ever been told that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my favorite students. Just the surprise looks on their faces when we tell them they've passed a GED exam, or even just that they've done well on a placement test, is just priceless and heartwarming. And I've even had students burst into tears when I've told them that they passed, because they didn't really believe that they could do it. I mean, they, you know, so just to have that for them is just amazing. And you know, usually that's the first step, and then they know that they can do that. They can do something else. They can keep going, and the sky's the limit. So that's what's really exciting for us, all of us on the team. Yeah,
I just got goosebumps. That's so awesome.
I know. That's great.
So before we jump into rapid fire to get to know you even more, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today about the program?
I just really appreciate this opportunity to remind people that we exist.
Yeah.
It's not the most, I think, visual program at the college, but, you know, we're here and we just want people to know about us. You on the marketing team obviously help us a lot with that, but we could use everybody on the college just letting people know about our programs. And as I mentioned earlier, that CCR exists at all the community colleges. So even if somebody's listening who knows someone at another in another county or somewhere in the state, those services should be available, so just steer them to their community college.
Yeah, and be one of those success stories and confidence builders.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to jump into rapid fire. These should be fairly easy.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, I think Airplane.
Oh, I love
quote it more than anything else. So.
Dogs or cats?
Both. Do I have to decide?
No, okay. You can say both.
As
that's
a Libra,
fair.
It's really hard to decide sometimes. So yeah, both, for sure.
What's your favorite pasta?
Ooh, ravioli. The element of surprise.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Where is your favorite spot on campus?
Oh, wow. Probably the Rhododendron Garden. It's just beautiful. I mean, the whole campus is beautiful. And the new hiking trails, I'm so excited. I like to just go to the Rhododendron Garden once in a while when I have a few minutes and just hang out. It's so beautiful.
Do you have any musical talents?
Talents? Besides identifying 80s lyrics?
Hey, that's a talent in my book. If we're doing 80s trivia, you're on my team.
Can't even actually play anything but the radio. But,
sweet or unsweet tea?
Half and half.
What is your go-to birthday cake flavor?
Ooh. I need my mom's help with this. just like my dad, I like yellow cake with chocolate icing.
Love it. Love it. And what is your go-to wake-up beverage?
Coffee.
Coke or Pepsi?
Root beer?
Sure.
I can't really tell them apart. So.
Okay, fair. Dawn or dusk?
Definitely dusk. I'm not a morning person.
What is your favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food? Oh, wow. Anything chocolate related.
Nice. Cake or pie?
Both. Cheese.
How do you take your coffee?
Cream and sugar.
Nice. Beach or mountains?
Both. I was born in Florida, so.
Okay.
Gotta go with that.
Your heart lives there, that's fair. Yeah. Book or movie?
Book.
What's your favorite cookie?
Favorite cookie? I think Thin Mints.
Vacation or staycation?
Oh, vacation.
Nice.
I'm going somewhere.
Well, thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit more. Your time today explaining all the services you and your team have to offer. Be a great recap for people, and I really hope people jump in and take full advantage of what it is you guys have to offer.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Bobcat Chat. Haywood Community College is located in Clyde, North Carolina. If you would like to learn more about our great school, head over to www.haywood.edu. That's HAYWOOD.EDU.